www.abovetopsecret.com.
This is the voice of Oops, coming to you from the depths of China. Execution. Execution. Murder by a government and for a government. Executing citizens of its own or those of a foreign nation state as a deterrent or as a solution. Execution. And this is what we're talking about today. Where you stand on the death penalty may choose where you stand on execution. But when overpopulation is concerned, where do you stand? Overpopulation is a problem where I've lived for the last 3.5 years. In the depths of China, there are so many people. Lately, on ATS, I've been involved in a post about 7,000 babies who had been aborted by the government. And we've talked about this and about overpopulation. People having too many babies is a problem for overpopulation in today's day and age. Forced abortion is one of the extreme methods to deal with this problem. We're not here to talk about forced abortions, but we are here to talk about execution. In the future, when natural resources do not revolve around oil, but around water and food, what will we think then? We need babies. We need to have babies to continue the survival of man, to create the new workforce for our growing economies. But do we need the old people? The execution of old people is our topic today. Now you may say this is very cruel, absurd, Nazi-like if you wish. But what will happen when the world has 15 billion people and we cannot feed them all, and they cannot all drink? Will we choose to sacrifice the unborn youth as China has and is doing now? Or will we choose a more extreme method, executing the old people? There is the idea that people, you know, pay pensions to support their life after they retire, and that they've paid their taxes during their lifetime that they deserve to live. But when we're faced with the dilemma of too many people, should the old people go first? Should we merit people on a system of who has contributed to society and who has not? Should we allow people who have contributed things like works of art, literature, or what else? Or given their life to the service of the country, whether it be military or political? Should we exempt these people from such a system? These are questions that should be asked. Should people grow up in a system knowing that their life will cease to exist after 60 years? It's not a happy thought. But the way the world is growing, it's not growing in a happy way. We may find ourselves in a situation in the future where we need to execute the old people for the healthy and progressive survival of the race. These are the questions I bring to you today. I hope that you can think about them and ask yourself what you think. And I ask you to please respond either by post or by podcast. And I thank you for your time. This is Oops from the depths of China, signing out.